Chapter 5. Wei Ying swims awake the next morning, already hard against the sheets and squirming. He's too sleep-disoriented to figure out why at first, and then his brain manages to parse sensory input again, and he realizes that Lan Zhan's kissing up and down his spine, pinning him to the bed with body weight and grinding his dick absently against the back of Wei Ying's thigh. Once Wei Ying is conscious enough to indicate his interest in the proceedings, aka by mumbling something that might be Lan Zhan's name and wiggling his butt up suggestively, Lan Zhan gets a towel under him and lazily fucks him face down, plastered together from shoulders to hips, fingers intertwined and their hands held on either side of Wei Ying's head. It's good and sleepy, and Wei Ying basically doesn't have to do anything but lay there and take it, too blissed out to even tense up or clench or whatever. When he comes into the towel, it's with a sigh, and when Lan Zhan comes, it's with his mouth pressed to the crook of Wei Ying's neck, cock jerking deep in his body, and the trembling Wei Ying can feel all over. "Love you," Wei Ying mumbles into the pillow, already drowsing again under the safe press of Lan Zhan's body. "Love you too," Lan Zhan says, nuzzling his ear. He kisses the lobe and adds, "You have to get up and pee before you go back to sleep, or all your sex worker friends will roast you on Twitter." Wei Ying complains, but Lan Zhan is right. Lan Zhan kisses up the back of his neck and carefully pulls out, and Wei Ying's all the way into the bathroom before he realizes there's very little mess, and Lan Zhan must have fucked him with a condom on. So considerate, Wei Ying's fiancé. Wei Ying can't stop smiling about it, all the way through using the toilet and washing his hands and having a drink of water and crawling back into bed in Lan Zhan's embrace. "Jangala," he asks Lan Zhan's bicep. He's using it as a pillow, so it's the easiest part of Lan Zhan to talk to. "No," Lan Zhan says, successfully interpreting his incoherence. "You can sleep for a little while. I'll make breakfast later." Wei Ying says happily, snuggling back into the spoon a little further. "Yeah." Lan Zhan huffs into his undercut and squeezes him around the waist. It's warm and they're engaged, and Wei Ying had an excellent orgasm almost before he woke up. What a way to start the day. Wei Ying comes fully awake to an empty bed, the light in the room golden with the spring morning and tinted rose from the red wallpaper. He can hear things happening out in the kitchen that sound breakfast adjacent, which is just great for future him, really. He stretches out all his limbs like a cat and rolls over to bury his face in Lan Zhan's pillow. It smells like sandalwood and ginger and the particular baked-in combination of both their natural body aromas that have mingled over time and with trips through the washing machine. It's completely undefinable and really, really nice. Wei Ying huffs a pillow for a little while, because it's the morning after he got engaged, and he's allowed to huff a pillow if he wants. He eventually goes a little lightheaded and rolls back over to his side of the bed, swishing his smooth legs against the sheets. Yeah, nice. He needs to make Lan Zhan feel his legs this morning and compliment how smooth they are. Maybe if Hui Song comes to soup Sunday and his legs are still smooth, he'll make them do the same thing. Oh, right! Wei Ying has a promise to keep, and he flops around his hand on his nightstand until he finds where Lan Zhan lovingly plugged in his phone to charge. He opens the group chat first and backscrolls until he finds his announcement text, then settles in to actually read through the 117 new messages. They're all so immensely sweet and excited and encouraging that it makes him squirm, the words burrowing into the back of his brain like a cat climbing under the covers. His friends and family? Genuinely happy? For him? Gross. gross! He's blushing like when Lan Zhan praises him, only without the arousal response. Weakly, embarrassed, delighted feelings deep in his guts, making it impossible for him to sit still. It's taken a lot of therapy for Wei Ying to be able to accept genuine compliments without instinctively arguing with the giver, but that doesn't mean he has to like it. He fires off a, "Good morning! Still engaged! Thanks for all the gifts to Mian Mian specifically!" text, follows it up with, "Love you all, gonna have breakfast with my hot fiancé in a min," and leaves the phone on Do Not Disturb. He'll go back and answer the actual questions after putting food in his face. Also, he doesn't have all the answers to the questions yet. Mostly the questions from Zhong Chong, but also a couple from Jie Jie. She's volunteered to host the tea ceremony, if they want to have one. And Wei Ying doesn't know if he wants to have one? Probably? He does his brother the favor of reading their solo text thread and responding to Zhong Chong's 17 wedding planner questions with, "IDK yet, but I'll talk to Lan Zhan." How the fuck is he supposed to have an opinion about color schemes for the floral arrangements already? It's been 12 hours! Slow your roll, Dee Dee! Familial obligations addressed, Wei Ying settles in for some serious business. Mi Huaisang's text from last night indicates that they, too, are ready for serious business. From Song Song. Ring emoji, clinking glasses emoji, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Sparkle emoji, eggplant emoji, sparkle emoji, sweat drop emoji, sweat drop emoji, question mark, question mark. Huaisang, always asking the real questions. Wei Ying grins to himself as he taps out a reply. To Song Song. OMG! Song Song! Are you awake? Are you ready for dick deeds, TM? I have never been more ready. I have pancakes and mimosa and fancy coffee. Wait, are you at brunch? It's 8 in the morning, dude X. How'd you get to brunch so early? I'm at home. One of my legion was in the neighborhood to fuck another of my legion, and he brought me takeout breakfast from the fancy pancake place. Have I mentioned lately how much I like you for all your fuck buddies of the legion? It sounds like you lead a sex cult, but a very cool and consensual sex cult. So we're probably not a cult, actually. You have told me lately, and I appreciate it. Compliments will not distract me from the matter at hand. You promise dick deeds. I demand tribute. AKA dick defrayers. Deeds. I'm here to provide tribute. My body is ready. We'll give it like 20 more minutes and it'll be ready. Already had round one this morning. Eyes emoji, eyes emoji, eyes emoji, eyes emoji, eyes emoji. Moss from the IT crowd with popcorn.gif. Listen, Song Song, my Brosa Phoenix. I know the only reason you'll ever get married is for tax benefits, and I respect that energy. But holy shit, dude X. Engaged sex is off the hook and the chain. I can't even begin to describe how horny Lan Zhan is for it. Try, though. I am trying! Like there was a genuine 30 seconds where I thought I was gonna get railed in the bathroom, Song Song. He almost put his hand on my dick in public. His tongue was down my throat. Wait, is his tongue actually that long for real? Because if so, you have been holding out on me. Okay, technically it wasn't down my throat, but metaphorically, and like, emotionally, it was down there. He was playing with my garter under my dress, right there in front of God and straight people. Okay, y'all, that's horde AF. So then what happened? Eyes emoji. Well, then he realized we were in public, so we stopped making out and ate dinner. But like, seriously, Song Song, I was like, hey, we could fuck in the bathroom real quick, and I swear, If I pushed it, he'd have said yes. It was a heady power. I had, like, good weighing and bad weighing on my shoulders. And they were both horny. Chucks out. I didn't push it because that would have been shitty, and I'm a good boyfriend. Oh wait, I'm a good fiancé now! So yeah, we mutually decided to save the fucking for later. Which I can't regret, because if we'd gotten kicked out, we wouldn't have gotten to eat. Also, we wouldn't be able to go back. Which would suck. I love that fancy-ass place. Seriously, the food at Anwar's door is so fucking good. Dude, X. Get your Legion to take you sometime. The prawn baguette is chef kiss. Eat some soup and almost saw God. You can text me pics of every plate. Later. Clock emoji, pointing emoji, eggplant emoji, sweat drop emoji, angry emoji. Right, right. I mean, to segue, I also saw God when we got home and Lanjun railed me in our hall bathroom. Nice transition. Be smooth. He tried to eat my face in the car and the elevator. And the entryway. Entryway sex was a strong contender. But then my genius horny brain struck. So I was like, no baby, we can't fuck here in the middle of a restaurant. Meet me in the bathroom. Role play! Clapping emoji, clapping emoji, clapping emoji, clapping emoji. Armory brain coming through clutch. So clutch! I was all, we gotta be quiet. He was all, grrr, and shoved his fingers in my mouth. Fucked my thighs with the dress still on. Made me watch it happen in the mirror. Came in my hand, so it wouldn't make a mess. That the rest of the restaurant would see, right? Anyway, my brain melted. Understandably, couldn't not brain melt at that. So we left the bathroom at different times, right? For realism. And he goes first. I go out like a minute later. And then, this fucker sets the table! So I come out and there's plates and shit. Because we are in a restaurant. Direct quote! LOL! OMG! How is he such a fucking troll? Cry laughing emoji, raffle emoji, cry laughing emoji, raffle emoji, cry laughing emoji, raffle emoji. You died, right? I lost it. I laughed so hard I fell on the couch. Anyway! So that was round one. So, ring emoji, sweat emoji is a multi-round thing? Nice. You know most times with Lanjun are a multi-round thing. He fucks like a machine. But yes, engaged horny is a multi-round thing. Just two last night. But what a two. Okay, finished my pancake and my fancy coffee. Hit me with round two. Well, he wore the blow strappy thing. Blue. So thank you for your service in selling that. Alice from the animated Disney movie doing a perfect curtsy .gif. You do more for us than the troops. I don't even know what to tell you about round two. He was really into the AP set. He made me leave the bra on. He asked if I bought it, and I had a min where I freaked out, cause like, it's kinda objectively weird to wear something a porn client bought to your anniversary, right? Debatable. But continue. Yeah, well, Lanjun just said the guy who bought it had good taste, and that we should get me more. And then he basically did sinulungis on me through the undies until my brain melted again. Wow, my phone did not like trying to spell cunnilingus. Okay, fine. He licked my dick like it was a clit. Do you like that better, phone? Apparently, cry laughing emoji. Making me spell it out. Rude. I think you spelling it out was the problem. Cry laughing emoji. Fuck you. I asked in college and you said no. single teardrop emoji. Touche. Anyway, he wouldn't let me come like that, even though I totally could have. Snorting emoji. Because he wanted to ride my dick. Oh wow, you were truly blessed. Ridertron 9000 activated. Target, my dick. Duration, fuck, I don't even know. Time ceased to have meaning. Also, my brain melted again when I went to prep him. That sneaky, horny fucker got ready before we left! He didn't even need me to finger him. He planned to activate Ridertron 9000! Wow. You could have fucked him in the bathroom. I could have fucked him in the restaurant bathroom! Holy fuck! Well, okay. I need a sec. Yeah, take the time you need. I have another pancake to work on. Thank you. Wei Ying actually does set down his phone and stare at the ceiling for a long, fraught, horny minute. He absolutely could have bent Manjun over and fucked him in the restaurant bathroom, and they wouldn't even have needed prep. Wow. Wow. That's going firmly into the spank bank for later, to be brought out the next time he's shooting porn and needs boner inspiration, and also possibly for another roleplay scenario if Lanjian's into it. Who's Wei Ying kidding? Of course Lanjian's going to be into it. He takes a second to envision that, shakes himself, and returns to his phone. Okay, I've recovered. Anyway, so yeah. Lanjian rode my dick real good until we both sweat drop emoji, sweat drop emoji, sweat drop emoji, all over each other. Then we showered and got into bed, and I realized I hadn't proposed. So I did, and we both cried some more. Tell me about the proposals! Dick deets satisfied, give me sparkling heart emoji deets. Oh wow, okay. He was gonna try and wait for dessert, right? But he lost it and proposed before we even got our drinks. Whoa, he thought he could make it to dessert? Right? The server interrupted us, actually. I kinda yelled at her. Still feel bad about it. She was so embarrassed. Oh no! Yeah. The eyes emoji. Shocked emoji. Poor girl. He had a whole speech. He called me the hearth fire that welcomes him home and the sunrise. He quoted old Chinese poetry to me, Sang Sang. I cried so bad. Oh fuck yeah, that's weapons great romance. I got my revenge when I told him he made a home for me that healed the trauma of all my shitty foster placements, but in like more romantic words. Wow, okay. Did your boy survive? Well, he fucked me awake this morning, so yeah, I think so. You two are a fucking wet dream come true. We are. Fuck. I really, really love him, Sang Sang. I know you don't vibe like that, and I respect it, but like, he kept calling me his wife as he rode me, and like, I don't even know how to describe it. It felt like gender euphoria and sex euphoria and love euphoria all teamed up to make me cry. Is relationship euphoria a thing? If anyone gets relationship euphoria, it's you. Genuinely love that for you. Seriously, you've been so happy since you two got together. Depression who? Don't know her no more. Well, February did its best, as you well know. Yeah, but then you went to couples therapy like well-adjusted adults. Now look at you, a sexy gender-fluid icon, on your hot girl shit, about to get wife to within an inch of your life. Engaged, moisturized, glowing. Wei Ying sets his phone on his belly and covers his eyes with his hands, blinking away the fresh sting of tears. God, who knew that getting engaged would make him happy cry so fucking much? There's this swell of something pushing up on his diaphragm, warm and aching, and it's something he doesn't think he can put into finger words. He thinks he needs to say it. He thinks he wants Huaisan to hear it. Hey, can I call you real quick? Only good reasons. Sure? Ni Huaisan picks up on the first ring with a "Morning, cutie!" Wei Ying grins the ceiling, scrubbing a hand over his face. "Morning, hot stuff," he says, wiggling his toes against the sheets. "How are your pancakes?" "Decadent," Ni Huaisan says, with obvious satisfaction. "There are like 8 different toppings I got to mix and match." "Hell yeah," Wei Ying says, wondering if Lun Zhan's making pancakes. "Probably not. Pancakes are Wei Ying's breakfast thing, but there's no law that says Wei Ying is the only one allowed to make pancakes, so maybe?" "So?" Ni Huaisan says prompting, and lets it trail off, the following silence expectant, but in a friendly kind of way. "Right. Right. Hey," Wei Ying says, the pressure under his lungs too big to keep inside any longer. I just wanted to say thank you for making me buy that dress, because it was a real hit last night, and I don't think I'd have bought it if you weren't there. It's been, like, fuck, I really fucking like being a girl, you know? Outwardly. And Lan Zhan likes it so much, and it feels so good. I don't think..." He blinks furiously, leaping his hand over his eyes, a warm weight against the sweet throb at the corners. "Emotions! He has them! And here they all are!" Wei Ying forces himself to inhale, and forces himself to keep talking, because he's not done. "You just called me a sexy gender-fluid icon, and like, yes, thank you for noticing, but you being out for so long and all your gender? No thank you, glory, was like, so fucking inspiring, dude X. And it made it so much easier for me to look at myself and see someone not cis, and think, oh, maybe I get to be more than what the world thinks I am?" He takes a deep, shuddering breath, wiping hot tears off his cheeks. "Anyway, my therapists both have me working on sincere expressions of emotions without diffusing them with humor, so I just wanted to say thank you for that." His breath catches on half a sob. "You're such a good friend. Been so supportive and cool, and you were there for me before I had any of my shit even remotely together, and I really love you, Song Song." His voice cracks, and he swallows and adds, "Some homo." "Aw, Ying Ying," Huaisan says, their voice thick with emotion. "Fuck, just you sincere little fucker. How dare you? I love you too." "Some homo?" Wei Ying asks, doing exactly the thing that his therapists say he should try to do less. But also, he'd like to see them resist making a joke with such a perfect setup, okay? "All homo," Ni Huaisan confirms with fond amusement. "The most homo. I defy anyone to love you with more homo than me." Wei Ying opens his mouth to respond, and Huaisan hurriedly adds, "Lan Zhan doesn't count. He loves me with a different kind of homo anyway," Wei Ying says, throat still tight. He swallows, notices a glass of water on his bedside table. "See? Lan Zhan expressing his homo love via caretaking," and props himself up to take a sip. Much better. "Anyway, yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Sorry to ambush you with feelings this early in the morning." "Thank God I was fortified with pancakes," Huaisan agrees. "But it was worth it, Ying Ying. You're always worth it, okay?" Wei Ying sniffles again audibly. "Okay," he says, and then as a second thought suddenly careens into him. "Oh, hey, we don't have any solid plans yet, for which Ao Cheng probably wants to murder me, but we're gonna want you involved in the wedding in some way for sure." He blinks and considers. "Well, I say we, but I haven't actually confirmed it with Lan Zhan yet, but I can basically guarantee we want you involved." I'm a legally ordained minister, you know, Ni Huaisang says offhandedly. Now that they mention it, Wei Ying does remember that conversation, and it opens up some fresh, new avenues for wedding planning that make the inside of his brain vibrate. Hell yeah, Wei Ying says, already running through possible scenarios. Wow, this is going to be the gayest wedding of all time. Out in the kitchen, there's the rattle of cutlery, and Wei Ying's brain fixates very abruptly on breakfast. Hey, I'll let you know more about wedding stuff when there's stuff to know, but I think it might be food time now, so I'm gonna go do that. Enjoy your first engaged breakfast, Ni Huaisang says brightly. If you have a second round this morning, you're legally obligated to tell me the deets. You know it, Song Song, Wei Ying says, a laugh on the edges of his mouth and in his heart. Bye. Bye, Ni Huaisang sings songs into the phone, and the line goes dead. Wei Ying smiles to himself, wipes his face for a few more of those sneaky joy tears, and is halfway out of bed when the door swings open. Lanjian pads in wearing pajama pants, slippers, and nothing else, braided hair swinging down his back. Almost more important than his naked chest is the tray in his hands, steaming mugs and plates held carefully level. Mugs? Plates? Wait, Wei Ying says, brain catching up to his eyes. Wait, babe, are we doing breakfast in bed? Lanjian sets the tray gently in the middle of the mattress, then strips off his pajama pants, no underwear underneath, and crawls back in. It's a special occasion. I made a Dutch baby. He sure fucking did! There's also the horrible cheap breakfast sausage Wei Ying loves, a bowl of artfully sliced fruit, and some homemade whipped cream. Wei Ying's stomach and heart clench at the same time, and he drags Lanjian into a kiss, because what else is he supposed to do? You are determined to spoil me, he says, smooching the tip of Lanjian's nose before they settle back to get the pillows in place. I am, Lanjian confirms, transferring the tray to their shared laps. Were you on the phone? Yeah, Wei Ying says, swapping his coffee with Lanjian's tea so they're on the appropriate sides of the tray. Huaisang says congratulations on the engagement. Lanjian's eyes slide sideways, an eyebrow crooking up in clear question. Is that all? And also congratulations on the hot gay sex, Wei Ying adds. Lanjian nods like, there it is, and nudges the chili-infused maple syrup in Wei Ying's direction. Zheng Chong got it for him as a gag gift, but the joke's on him, because it turned out to be fucking delicious. Speaking of Wei Ying's brother, Zheng Chong texted me like a billion wedding questions last night, Wei Ying says, around a mouthful of sweet, spicy, custardy, buttery Dutch baby. I think it'd be nice if he had some answers for him at Soup Sunday tomorrow. He swallows and goes for the sausage. Not too many, though. He needs to learn patience, Lanjian agrees, politely eating a strawberry. Exactly, Wei Ying says, feeding Lanjian a raspberry dipped in whipped cream. I figured we could at least give him a date. Reasonable. Lanjian offers Wei Ying a slice of peach, which he accepts happily. Oh, I also told Huaisang we'd want them involved in the ceremony, Wei Ying says when his mouth is free. Jijie wants to know if we want a tea ceremony too, and... Lanjian sticks a strawberry in his mouth before he can go further, eyes crinkled at the corners. Wei Ying, he says, leaning over to brush a berry-scented kiss on his cheekbone. My love, we will figure it out together. Another kiss to the corner of his lips. But we will do it after breakfast. Yeah, that's fair. Wei Ying decides when his mouth is free of the edible strawberry gag. He pulls Lanjian in by the back of the neck and kisses him properly, all fruit-flavored and sweet. Thanks for cooking, he says. My husband is so good to me. My wife deserves it, Lanjian says, his face as warm and soft and awed as the squirmy feeling in Wei Ying's guts. Wei Ying wiggles, unable to contain it, and shoves more breakfast sausage in his mouth reflexively. He's safe in bed, in the home he and Lan Zhan made together. There's breakfast and cozy blankets, and later there will be bunnies to cuddle and decisions to make and family to see, all of it with matching rings on their fingers and matching love in their hearts. They're engaged. They're gonna get married. Wei Ying can't fucking wait. Then settles in to actually read through the 117 new messages. Dear goodness, that's a lot of messages! The words burrowing into the back of his brain like a cat climbing under the covers.
Hey, little guy.
I got a cat right there. He's right there!
You gonna go back there? You gonna be a little wolf guy?
Okay, I'm scrolling in a little bit because I can't. The emojis are too small to read. Wow, this is going to be the gayest wedding of all time. Man, I wish Scarlett wrote this wedding. It would be fantastic. I finished recording. For Cute Femboy, I'm so excited. I have wanted to record this podfic for a really long time. I read the fic and it just meant a lot to me. There were just various parts that I like really connected with, and it's so good and sweet, and I'm like, oh, I want to show appreciation for this in a way, and I know how to do that by podficking, yay. And I'm really happy I did it. It was really fun to do. I tried to go a little extra ham on, like, the emotions and the voice acting and stuff, which was fun, and I'm just, like, trying to put effort in to, like, make it sound good. And, like, I don't know. It's fun to make things, and it's fun to make things that mean something. And, yeah. And this was really fun, because it was fun to make, and it really means something to me. Yeah. Yep. Not sure I have much else to say. Yeah, I cried multiple times while recording this, which I think is a good indicator of emotionally connecting with it. I was, like, literally sobbing reading Wei Ying's proposal for the first time, like, out loud for this. And I was also getting a little sniffly during Lan Zhan's proposal. It's a good time. Yep. Yeah. I'm trying to find more things to say, but I think I've pretty much said what I want to. Yep. This is a super cool story, and I hope whoever is listening to this enjoyed the podfic, because I enjoyed making it. Yep. Bye.